Good afternoon, CRTV's Afternoon Edition with Doris Batita Toekwe. In our top stories, a new nationwide youth survey intended to revise the National Youth Plan has been launched by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education on the occasion of the International Youth Day being commemorated today. CALM is said to have returned in the Noon Division following a recent confrontation between the Bamuns and the Tikars in Magba, leading to the death of three people. The administration is holding talks with representatives of both communities to find lasting solutions. And out of Cameroon, prominent politician Tundu Lissu and two other opposition officials have been arrested by Tanzanian police on the eve of their planned rally to mark the World Youth Day. The news bulletin is up next.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The president of the National Youth Council has been exhorted to be honest, show proof of civic responsibility and patriotism in her leadership role during the new nationwide youth survey intended to revise the National Youth Plan. Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Mununa Futsu made the appeal at the launch of the program on the occasion of the International Youth Day in Yaoundé today. The survey, which will be carried out online to enable more youths participate, is aimed at gathering data in a bid to establish an impact-driven national youth plan which takes into account the needs of Cameroonian youths. The extended conference on budget programming and associated performance has been launched by the Economy, Planning and Regional Development Minister Alamin Usman May in Yaoundé today. The event, which will last for 9 days, is an excellent forum for validating adjusted medium-term expenditure frameworks for public administrations. Ministers Louis-Paul Mutazi, George Ilanga Obam, Gabriel Mbairobe, Dr. Taiga and Professor Marie-Therese Abena Ondua were present at the opening ceremony. West Governor Awafonka Augustine says CALM has returned in Magba, Noon Division of the West Region, after recent confrontations between the Bamuns and the Tikars. He made the declaration shortly after receiving representatives of the two communities in order to broker peace between them. So far, three people died, others wounded, as a result of the skirmishes and business establishments burnt down. And onto this press release, the Minister of Finance hereby informs users, import-export operators and the general public that from September 16th, 2024, dock dues, taxes and related VAT will be automatically calculated and collected via the CAMCIS, that is Cameroon Customs Information System, Customs IT System. Thus, all members of the stevedores union are invited to the IT Division of the Directorate General of Customs in Douala no later than September 2nd, 2024, with all the information required for the necessary configurations, that is, bank details, authorization, attestation of taxpayers' registration, etc. The Minister of Finance therefore invites all those wishing to obtain further information on this reform to contact the IT Division of the Directorate General of Customs in Bonanjo or the Directorate General of Taxation in Yaoundé, signed Minister of Finance Louis-Paul Mutazi. Another press release, the General Manager of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation and Development, Mr. Tausi, informs public opinion that the training of the 1,500 young people under the National Civic Service for Participation and Development for the current fiscal year ends on Tuesday, August 13, 2024, in the 10 regional centers. The solemn closing ceremony in the South Region will take place that same day from 10 a.m. under the presidency of Mr. Mununa Futsu, Minister of Youth and Civic Education, Chairman of the Board of Directors of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development. And this last press release, the National Communication Council informs audiovisual media proprietors and the general public that it has noticed that after suspending some audiovisual programs in a bid to stop the recurrence of media content that does not comply with the professional and ethical standards that undergird journalism, some media organs such as Equinox TV have insidiously and repeatedly resorted to ploys aimed at replacing suspended programs with programs that have matching formats and broadcast during the same time slots. This gambit tantamount to a deliberate intention to diminish the impact of the NCC's cleansing measures for offending media content comes at a sensitive period in Cameroon's socio-political life. From the look of things, some media are deviating from their natural duty of informing, educating and ensuring social cohesion. They have taken up the repeated broadcast of hate speech, content undermining persons, decency, public institutions, and overall social cohesion. Given the above, the National Communication Council firmly, one, reaffirms its paramount mission of promoting and protecting press freedom as enshrined in the preamble of Cameroon's constitution. Two, enjoins the management of Equinox Television to immediately cease the broadcast of the 237 Le Débat talk show, which is scheduled in place of Droit de Réponse that was suspended for professional misconduct. Three, overall, it draws the attention of media professionals to their social responsibility in their noble role as impartial and objective arbitrators of the democratic stakes in Cameroon. Signed, the president of the NCC, Joseph Chebonkeng Kalabubse. And we take you out of the country, where Tanzanian police have arrested prominent politician Tundu Lissu and two other opposition officials. The party says the three were detained on Sunday in the southwestern town of Mbeya on the eve of their planned rally to mark the World Youth Day. The arrest comes a year after President Samia Hassan lifted a ban on opposition gatherings and promised to restore competitive politics. And in sports, Team Cameroon to take part in this year's Paralympic Games in Paris are already in Poitiers, France, acclimatizing ahead of the competition that begins on August 28. The five athletes will be competing in three disciplines. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
And you're welcome back. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education has urged youths in Cameroon to take advantage of President Paul Biya's special triennial youth plan to trigger the digital transformation needed in the country's economy. Minister Mununa Futsu made the call this afternoon at the National Museum in Yaoundé while chairing an official event to mark the 25th International Youth Day. Rigobert Mania has the details of that story.
Celebrations marking the 2024 International Youth Day in Cameroon are looking at the progress Cameroonian youths have made in the use of ICTs for sustainable development. This explains why 25 of the youths were awarded certificates after a boot camp on ICT and moral armament. Speaking to the youths gathered at the National Museum in Yaoundé, Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Futsu encouraged them to take advantage of the head of state's 3-year special youth plan to trigger what he described as a highly needed digital transformation for Cameroon's economy. The member of government has instructed the president of the National Youth Council, Fadimatu Iyawa, to make use of honesty, civic mindedness, and patriotism as she heads a nationwide youth survey launched today in a bid to revise the current National Youth Plan, taking into account the real-time needs of young Cameroonians.
The extended conferences on budget programming and associated performance have opened in Yaoundé. Jointly organized by the Ministries of Finance and Economy, Planning and Regional Development, the 9-day forum was officially launched by Minister Lamine Ousmane May today. It was attended by some members of government, development partners, as well as members of civil society organizations. Ngo Henry reports.
In his keynote address, the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman Mi, said that the conferences are in line with the head of state's decree establishing the state budgetary calendar. It is a forum par excellence for validating adjusted medium-term expenditure frameworks for public administrations to realign their policies to their priorities and strategies. For 9 days, all the preliminary activities in the preparation of the 2025 state budget will be examined, as well as achievements in the past, so as to set the objectives for the next 3 years in the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development. The National Development Strategy has set the different goals, and based on the performance achieved, participants who are from public administrations will assess how to adjust their medium-term expenditure framework to the Vision 2035. The outcome of the discussions will also be within the cabinet meeting, as well as the parliament, where there was a debate about the 2025 state budget. Minister Alamin Usmanmi opines that the forum will produce a strong document in planning, programming, budgeting.
The Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development says the forum is to validate adjusted medium-term expenditure frameworks for public administrations in Cameroon. He spoke to Staffman Ngo Henry. Take a listen.
It is clear that for the years to come, we have to put emphasis on investment. Investment because it has been clearly established that with strong public investment budget, we are able to create a very strong growth in our economy. We have been doing that in 2016, where we had 8% of our GDP allocated to investment. We are about to do so during the coming years. Some of the priorities that have been shared during this opening ceremony is, first of all, to finalize all those projects that are going to help us accelerate our development. Secondly, very strong discipline in the preparation and maturation of the new projects should be also considered. We should be able to also understand that the economic context is not a very easy one. Therefore, we should be prioritizing. We should be able to improve on the quality of our expenditure, and we should be able to also address the development expectations of our population. We hope to be able to come up with a very strong programmatic instruments, and we'll be able also to enter into budgetary session with very strong documents.
That was the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May. The late settlement of bills by government and the lack of financial, human and material resources by some enterprises have been identified as major hurdles to the proper execution of public investment board projects in the littoral region. Stakeholders say they've addressed the recurrent problem of poor execution of projects and the non-respect of deadlines will be solved. Pontianus Lawong reports from the littoral.
The littoral region received an envelope of 17 billion CFA francs as its own share of the state budget for 2024. Out of this amount, the sum of 8 billion francs accounted for the public investment budget to be managed at the regional level. In addition, 76 billion francs were also made available for projects in the region to be directly managed by the Ministry of Finance. Health, education, electricity supply and road infrastructure were the key areas targeted, but stakeholders have complained about the poor execution of some of the projects as well as the non-respect of deadlines. The Mayor of Yabasi Income Division, Jean Mirabeau Eba, blames the situation on natural factors such as severe rainy season and also some enterprises that lack the financial and material resources to get the job done. Contractors, including Blaise Cyril Ketang, argued that pre-financing projects constitutes a high risk since government hardly settles bills on time.
At the moment, we are waiting for that bill to pay. We have too many difficulties.
These are issues expected to be addressed by the powers that be, and the littoral region expects the completion of pending projects such as the second phase of the rehabilitation of the east entrance to Douala, the rehabilitation of the bridge over the River Vuri, as well as the construction, extension and maintenance of educational and health facilities, plus other projects likely to feature on the region's annual work plan of investment projects between 2025 and 2027. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
Budgetary conferences can be profitable to economic growth, especially when outlines are appropriately put to use. Belinda Shaw spoke to an economist on some of the advantages of such strategic conferences. Her report.
Budget meetings are typically well-structured and productive gatherings where key stakeholders and decision-makers are convened to specifically address financial aspects such as resource allocation, financial projection and risk assessment. Primarily, executives and senior management, department heads and team leaders, including finance and accounting personnel, use the platform to ensure the budget for a given period aligns with the country's most pressing development needs as defined in the DECET National Development Strategy. Dr. Mapuel Fombang Salim is an economic development and finance expert.
The influence of budgetary policy on economic growth showed that the priority direction for budget strengthened the investment and innovation budget. They improve the structure of the tax to maintain a safe level of public debt and budget deficit, to improve the quality and debt management, and to determine the strategic guideline for the structures of the debt portfolio.
Reviewing past performance and identifying areas for improvement and allocating financial resources to various departments based on their strategic plans and performance are also crucial during budget meetings. Dr. Mapuel Fombang Salim.
SMEs that are the backbone of most developing economies, including Cameroon, will then be able to ask questions that can help them improve, particularly with regards to access to finance, which is a key challenge to most small and medium-sized enterprises.
Distinct focus on all the targets discussed is required for the effectiveness of budgetary meetings.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
And on to one of our lead stories, the governor of the West Region, Awafonka Augustine, has said that the Nun Division is now calm after the scuffle between the Tikaus and Bamuns in Magba recently that led to the death of three people and left seven wounded. The governor has lauded the efforts of all stakeholders in resolving the conflict. In the meantime, the Minister of Territorial Administration is currently holding talks with belligerent communities to seek lasting solutions. Let's now listen to Governor Awafonka Augustine in this excerpt of an interview selected for us by Hanan Jong of CRTV West.
Calm has returned to this locality for several reasons. The Sultan of Fumban has issued a communique asking that people should pray for peace, while the head of the Tikas has also issued a communique asking for restraint and that people should work towards peace. Besides, the forces of law and order are on ground, they are on the beat, and have to occupy the zone to keep the two communities apart.
Governor Awafonka Augustine speaking to Hanan Jong. 210 people have been sensitized and screened for HIV in Gaoundere midway into the 8th free holiday campaign, with two of them testing positive. The campaign, which started on August the 3rd and runs till the 30th, involves 65 trained peer educators who indulge in the distribution of sensitization material, hold educational talks, and provide orientation for those who test positive. Ellis Waji Banmia tells us more from Gaoundere.
The Adamawa region today has about 25,821 people living with HIV and AIDS, figures which experts consider alarming. The AIDS Free Holiday campaign, launched on August 3 in Gaoundere, sets out to raise awareness and prevent more people, especially youth, from contracting the disease.
Amadi Kogab Alphonse, AIDS Free campaign focal person. At this time, we have tested around 210 people, two who were reactive, willing them to treatment. It's not only the fact that we need just to sensitize them, but we also need them to be aware of the danger and also to take care of themselves.
65 trained peer educators walk from door to door and target public spaces like markets to send specific messages. Special focus is given to areas like the Balaji neighborhood in Gaoundere, the town of Menganga and Bankim, where the prevalence rate is higher.
Maintenance, if you come here, we register people, we take time to sensitize people around.
The Free AIDS Holiday Campaign's officials claim that by the time it ends on August 30, they expect to have raised awareness among 200,000 people throughout the region. Ellis Waji Banmia, CRTV News, Gaoundere.
University students in the Northwest are making the most of their holidays by gaining practical experience in fields such as culinary arts and entrepreneurship. They are not only applying classroom knowledge through internships and volunteering, but also exploring new skills beyond their academic courses. CV Banta reports.
As the summer holidays reach their height in August, university students across Bamenda are staying engaged with various activities before classes resume in October. Ndula Willett, a student of the University of Bamenda, has been honing her culinary skills through training while also spending time in the library to prepare for a mid-August internship.
I enrolled into a culinary art training where we're taught on preparing different traditional meals like the binge, eaten by the Oshé people in the Northwest, Bongo Chobi, eaten by the Basa people. I also decided to visit the library. I go there, I read books.
Some students are exploring entirely different fields, taking on skills and services unrelated to their academic studies.
Christina Berry, a level 200 student in the University of Bamenda. I'm currently doing hairdressing. The reason why I decided not to engage myself into volunteerism in my field of study is because I need a skill that is going to help me outside school.
Others have embarked on small businesses to help alleviate the financial strain on their families during the break.
Before internship, I was slicing arrow and selling. I'm to assist my brother to pay my school fees and also to get some school items.
For some, the holiday season is a chance to travel and explore new places, enriching their learning experiences in diverse ways. Sylvie Bantar in Bamenda.
To NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. A new nationwide youth survey intended to revise the National Youth Plan has been launched by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education on the occasion of the International Youth Day being commemorated today. Calm is said to have returned in the Noon Division following a recent confrontation between the Bamuns and the Tikars in Makba, leading to the death of three people. The administration is holding talks with representatives of both communities to find lasting solutions. And out of Cameroon, prominent politician Tundu Lissu and two other opposition officials have been arrested by Tanzanian police on the eve of their planned rally to mark the World Youth Day. And that's a wrap on Monday's edition of CRTV's Afternoon Edition. My name is Doris Batita Toekwe. Coralie Laetitia Emini is here with a summary of the news in French. Good afternoon.
Bon après-midi à tous. En économie, la session 2024 des conférences élargies de programmation budgétaire et de la performance associée s'est ouverte ce matin à Yaoundé. Il est question d'examiner et de valider les cadres de dépenses à moyen terme des départements ministériels et organismes constitutionnels. Le programme d'investissement prioritaire 2025-2027 occupera une place de choix lors de ces travaux. Le gouverneur de la région de l'Ouest, Awafanka Augustine, a reçu ce matin les représentants des communautés Bamoun et Tikar, un entretien qui fait suite aux récentes violences qui ont opposé les deux peuples dans la localité de Makbas et dans le Noun. À l'issue de la rencontre, les représentants des deux communautés ont résolu de tourner la page de ce malheureux incident et se sont engagés à œuvrer pour le maintien de la paix et du vivre ensemble entre les deux communautés. La jeunesse africaine est à l'honneur ce 12 août. C'est à l'occasion de la 25e édition de la Journée internationale à elle dédiée. Cette année, l'événement a pour thème le progrès à portée de clic, la jeunesse et le secteur numérique au service du développement durable. À Yaoundé, la cérémonie protocolaire présidée par le ministre de la Jeunesse et de l'Éducation civique, Mounouna Foutsou, s'est déroulée au Musée national de Yaoundé. Elle était couplée au lancement des consultations des jeunes dans le cadre de la révision de la politique nationale de la jeunesse. En sport, rideau sur les Jeux Olympiques Paris 2024, la compétition internationale s'est achevée hier dimanche avec le sacre des États-Unis d'Amérique qui totalise 126 médailles, dont 40 en or. La Chine arrive deuxième et le Japon troisième. Le Kenya réalise la meilleure performance africaine avec un total de 11 médailles, dont 4 en or. Le Cameroun, pour sa part, n'a pas glandé de médailles mais a battu des records personnels et nationaux. Le sport qui referme ce condensé des nouvelles en français. Merci de l'avoir suivi sur la CRTV. Les programmes se poursuivent.